Monday motivation, some positivity to get your day going here. It's Joe and Mackenzie. There's a Brazilian dentist. His name's Felipe Rossi, and he travels the world to bring, he says, joyful smiles back to some of the poorest people on the planet. He formed a non-governmental organization. I didn't know what that was, but it's kind of like a nonprofit, but they can go anywhere. They're not government-assisted, and they can help out people all around the world, and that's really cool. What is he doing? He's providing free dental care for low-income people in need of root canals, cleanings, restorations, work, and more. To pay for the cost, he does accept donations through the Smile Solidarity Program, and he hosts regular fundraising events. He said, "I didn't do dentistry to take care of teeth, but to take care of people." He said, "Awakening smiles without business relationships just for love connects us with something bigger. One day a smile will be for everyone and tears will fall with joy just for being able to smile." We're going to get the blog up in a little bit for Monday Motivation. When you see the link to this guy's Instagram, you'll be on there all day saying like, oh my God, these people, everybody, they do before, then after, and all their after photos, they're crying because they're so thankful for a smile. And a smile is so important. It really, really is.
It is. That reminds me, I have to make a dentist appointment.
Yeah, I didn't want to say anything, but that the back tooth looks like there might be a little cavity.
No,
I'm kidding.
No way. Okay. I'm obsessed with teeth. I brush my teeth like 5 times a day.
I know. During the show, she'll do like, hey, you're about to do the teeth. What are you doing? All right, what do you got today, Liv?
I am talking about Leslie Headland. So she works in the film industry, and she also co-created Russian Doll, the Netflix series
yes.
that has 13 Emmy nominations. And she's worked alongside people like Kevin Hart, Jason Sudeikis, Rebel Wilson, basically worked with very big names. And she was talking about some advice that she had got when she was young and in her 20s. And she said that she got advice that she should be quieter, smaller, and a little bit more well-behaved. And she's saying she's glad that she didn't take that advice. And she's basically saying that when you're in your 20s, it just, you take a lot of advice that you get to heart, but make sure that you really think about that, about the advice you're getting, and think about if you agree with it or not. And feedback isn't always a bad thing, but don't reconstruct who you are as a human being and who you are as a person to edit yourself for other people in the room. Be who you are and continue to do that and have confidence in yourself and what your abilities are.
You'll never be the same person if you're constantly changing for everybody.
Exactly. So just loved the advice.
Thank you, Liv. Mackenzie, what do you have today for Monday Motivation?
Ooh, well, you guys know I love Oprah, and one of my favorite audiobooks that I listen to over and over again in my car, it's called What I Know For Sure, and it's read by Oprah. Love her voice. It's amazing. So this really stuck out with me. She says, there's one irrefutable law of the universe. We are each responsible for our own life. So if you're holding anyone else accountable for your happiness, you're wasting your time. You must be fearless enough to give yourself the love you didn't receive. So basically, we hold everybody else accountable for our happiness, and that's a waste of time.
You can't blame it on your parents.
Because there's so many people complain all the time, but I look at them, I'm like, well, what you gonna do about it?
Well, that's the hard work, Mackenzie. Don't make me do that.
So
come on.
Step it up. If you want to change your life, quit doing the same things over and over again.
Okay, there we go. That's your Monday Motivation here on Joe Mackenzie. We'll put it up on our Instagram story, too, so you can swipe up and check that out. Go follow us. It's Joe and Mackenzie. A woman lost something very important on Halloween during trick-or-treating. We'll explain that. And would you guys get paid to get sick, like to get the flu?
No.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, well, I'll tell you how much you could get paid. Joe's Need to Know News. It's coming up next.